Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call. This morning is Monday, May 6th, 2019. It has been an incredible week, or I should say start to the month of May, starting last week and throughout the weekend. We want to wish all of you a happy Monday and want to thank you for joining our call this morning. We want to definitely welcome all of our new associates who have recently joined the team. We're excited to have you on board, and boy, let me tell you, we have got some incredible things lined up for you today. My name is Mike Riches. I'm hosting the call this morning and definitely looking forward to hearing from my brother and our Platinum World Council member, $700,000 ring earner, Mr. Mark Riches. He is going to be our featured speaker this morning. We are so excited to hear from him. We want to thank all of you that plugged in last week on Friday to the B2B Roundtable call. I thought it was a fantastic call. We've recorded that, and I believe it's online at the Success Team World website. If it isn't, it'll be online today. Speaking of that site, remember you can go to the events page on your successteamworld.com website. That's the place to go to find all the updated information for events. And if you go there, you'll notice a couple things coming up this week. First of all, we have a B2B certification webinar happening this Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central Time. And so you want to make sure that's a webinar. You want to make sure that you get registered for that webinar. You can find that information on the events page. Again, just as a reminder, if you are getting your B2B certification, then you'll want to go through the online training first and then plug into the webinars, kind of the final piece. That's what it's designed to be. We spent a lot of time on that webinar reviewing some key aspects that we want to make sure that we're taking out of the online training. So it's really designed to kind of be the final piece. And of course, if you've already gotten B2B certified, we definitely invite you back. You can definitely register for that. And we always invite our folks to listen in again. Sometimes when it's a live webinar, and so it's interactive, and the content is never the same. But even some of the same things that we do review, sometimes it helps to hear it multiple times. So that's this Wednesday. This Thursday, I'm really excited to do another Business Solutions business briefing. That's an opportunity to invite guests who you want to learn more about the business solution side of our business. We heard from Mr. Jim Tanner, $200,000 ring earner last week, and he did an outstanding job on Thursday. Again, I'm going to be speaking this Thursday, and I'm definitely looking forward to that. You can, again, find that information right on the events page. Here's a really important announcement. We were hitting really hard last week and the week before, as we were closing out the month of April. We were hitting on Performance Club qualification. And many of our associates went out and they took heed and they took action and they got Performance Club qualified. There were some associates that did not quite get Performance Club qualified. And some of those, it doesn't really matter why. I was going to say some of them were new and some were not. Doesn't really matter. If you did not get Performance Club qualified in April, you want to make sure that you get 90 points at least before the 15th of this month. That's called a reset. And if you'll get 90 points before the 15th of this month, so you got 11 days here to get your 90 points, those will count retroactively for the month of April. We're really challenging our team to get Performance Club qualified for April, May, June, July, and August for a five-month stretch. And we've got some special recognition. We're going to be doing some special plaques and really special things for those individuals that Performance Club qualify for those 5 months. We don't want you to miss out on that. And so, again, you can get 90 points if you missed it in April. You can get your points, and if you got 80 points in April, all you need is 10, and that would give you the 90 for April. But you can get up to 90 points to go back retroactively for April NPC qualified. So very excited about that, and definitely want to encourage all of our associates to take that challenge and take that invitation very, very seriously. I'm going to go up to Boston, Massachusetts, where we've got Mr. Jim Tanner standing by. Again, Jim, thank you for your leadership and all that you've done lately. And I know we've got an exciting call coming up this evening, and definitely would love to hear any thoughts that you have as we start off our Monday.
Well, good morning, Mr. Riches. Thank you. Welcome to all of our team. It's a good morning. It's Monday. Everybody that I've talked to so far today is excited about the week ahead and even just the day ahead. So I know there's a lot of positive energy all over this call, and you're going to hear more of that. And I'm excited to put my pen to paper when Mr. Mark Riches comes on the call here in a moment. So I'm not going to take much time, but I do want to mention, I spoke briefly in that business briefing that we talked about on Thursday. I talked a little bit about the power of the leverage side of our incredible Legal Show business, where you as a sales professional can protect businesses, the business owners, the employees of that business, and the families of those employees, which is incredible. But you can reach so much further than that by building a sales force of professional, capable producers, not only in your own backyard, but regionally, statewide, across the United States, and then into Canada, and eventually into the UK as well. Well, that may sound daunting to some of you, exciting to many of you. I want you to know this. The training and support that you've come to expect from Success Team when it comes to business solutions, when it comes to what we talk about on Monday mornings, it is our goal to always give you equal support, information, content, and tools to go out and build your own brokerage agency business and to be the CEO of your own sales team. And so we do that on Monday evenings on this very same phone number that you're dialing into this morning. Join us, won't you, at 6 p.m. Central Time tonight. Again, dialing in this very same number and hear from myself, our guest speakers that we have. It's incredible training and information. And we're going to talk about some of the tools that are unique to this elite sales force of ours that we have when it comes to building an international sales team. So whether you want to have a sales team of B2B producers, or you just want to be able to help some people earn extra income, part-time, spare time, at the end of the day, what each and every one of us do, either individually and directly or by extension through a team, is we protect families with incredible Legal Shield and ID Shield protections. We want to do that more than ever at the highest possible professionalism. We're going to be talking more about that this Monday evening. As I said, I won't take any more time. I just want to thank you for giving me a moment, because I know a lot of folks don't even know that we do that call on Monday evenings. This Monday evening would be the one to be on. So dial in this very same number, 6 p.m. Central, and, of course, join myself and our guest speakers on that call as well. Mr. Riches, thank you so much for the time. I'll turn it back over to you.
Absolutely, Mr. Tanner. Thank you very, very much. And I speaking of calls, I wanted to go back to our roundtable call that we had on Friday. I said I would give something out at the end of the call, and then I just got caught up in all the information that was being shared and forgot to do that. I wanted to make sure that everyone has the email address. Legal Shield Business Solutions has two market general managers. One, his name is Fred, is over all the west half of the country, and another, his name is Brandon, is over the eastern half. It's right down the Mississippi River, and they oversee business from Business Solutions on those two halves. And I mentioned that I would give out their email addresses, and again, just forgot to do that. So I want to make sure that you've got those. Fred Turner, who is over the west half, we're actually going to hear from next week on this call. So I'm really excited. And if you haven't had a chance to hear from Fred, he's just a great guy and a very good speaker. But let me give you their email addresses. I just want to make sure that you've got these. These are great resources, great people at corporate that you can reach out to as a B2B producer. And I've just found that both of them are extremely responsive. Fred Turner, his email address is Frederick, and it's F R FREDRICK, Fred Rick Turner, at LegalShieldCorp.com. Frederick Turner at LegalShieldCorp.com. And then Brandon, who's over the east half of the United States and Canada, is Brandon Clark at LegalShieldCorp.com. Brandon Clark at LegalShieldCorp.com. My final announcement this morning is one that brings me great joy. We want to congratulate Mr. Josh Riches on his recent engagement, one of our executive directors and top producers, this past weekend. He's also one of my favorite nephews, so I just had to throw that in there. We're sure proud of him. I know his dad is proud of him. And speaking of which, I'm so excited to go out to Cookeville, Tennessee, where we are joined again by $700,000 ring earner and Platinum World Council member, obviously a millionaire club member many, many times over, meaning that he has earned millions of dollars in this business, really doing what we do. I mean, Mark Rich has just grabbed the same opportunity that you and I have and leveraged that opportunity in a very special way. I hope that you are in a place where you can actively listen, and take notes this morning as we listen to an incredible leader, a mentor, and friend, Mr. Mark Riches. Mark, thanks for joining the call. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Mike, and thanks to Jim Tanner for reminding us about the importance of plugging into that Monday evening call. You know, that decision I made from, selling plans and offering employee benefits, which I thought was the best it could ever be, but when I started putting a team together along with that, I was doing both together for a couple of years, and I made my first million selling the membership as an employee benefit, and again, I thought it was the greatest thing ever, but I made an additional $11 million from building a sales team. So I hope we have as many people on that Monday evening call as we have on our Monday morning call, and that you're expanding your mind and thinking about building a national organization, because you might meet someone today that's your next leader and can really, really do an incredible job in this business. I also want to congratulate all of our top producers and recruiters for the month of April, and also congratulate all of those that Performance Club qualified. We had a record number of PC qualifiers, which I'm so excited about, and Fast Start qualifiers, and just excited about where we are as a team. I love the transition that we've made. I know change is hard for anyone. It's hard for me. It's hard for most people I know, any kind of change, good or bad. But I'll tell you, this is a good change, and I'm excited about it, and I'm excited about the momentum that's being created right now in the market. And so today I was kind of really thinking about what to focus on and what to train on. I always give this a lot of thought. About every 6 or 7 weeks I get the opportunity to train on this call, and I really put a lot of thought in it. And, I wanted to explore a question that has always been on my mind, and I always think about it a lot and kind of dive into it a little bit. And the question is, why are some people more successful than others? And again, it's talking about some of these key things that I think make up a successful person that might be lacking in a person that's not as successful in our business. Because, I mean, the reality is, we, as Mike mentioned, we all have the same company. We have the same products, the Legal Shield and ID Shield plan. We have people that are making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and then we have people that are making no money a year. So, I mean, there's a wide spectrum there of earnings. But they have the same company, the same exact products, the same apps, the same comp plan. So they're not operating under a different comp plan. They might be higher up on the comp plan than someone else, but it's the same comp plan, and you move up the same way. They have the same marketplace. And I hear a lot of talk about this one, well, my market's harder. Well, I've been to a lot of different markets, and, all markets have, advantages, and all markets have disadvantages. For example, if you're in Buffalo, New York, and there's a huge snowstorm and it shuts everything down, that's a disadvantage, especially if you're in group sales where you're going out to companies and you've just scheduled a decision-maker meeting that day or an enrollment that day. But despite that, we've got Kim Ferris, who lives in Buffalo, New York, who's part of Jim Tanner's team, And she's, well, actually, she's not part of Jim Tanner's team. I know he wishes she would, was, but she, the person that sponsored Jim Tanner also sponsored Kim Ferris. But Kim Ferris has written over 15,000 memberships and earned $250,000 every year since, pretty much since she started, despite, you know, she's in a challenging market for weather, you know, and a colder market. And then we have people like Dave Paperno down in the, the South in Southern California, who's written 19,000, almost 20,000 memberships. So again, it doesn't really, we have successful people all across the country in every market, including in including Canada, and we have unsuccessful people in all those markets as well. So I don't think the market itself has much to do with success. Definitely not the others. They're all exactly the same. The company, the product, the comp plan, the law firms, all of that. But it's amazing to me that some thrive and earn massive amounts of income in this business, while others seem like they're in an endless struggle. And so I wanted to talk about that today. And I think for the most part, people want success. So wanting success, you could put this in your notes, is not a key to success. Like when I do a big training and there's 100 people out there and I say, how many of you want to be successful? And I raise my hand. I mean, almost every hand goes up. How many of you want to be a six-figure income earner? I did a workshop in Atlanta last year on, you know, developing a six-figure income mindset. And, you know, when I asked the 300 people there, how many of you want to earn a six-figure income, every hand went up. I mean, there are usually one or two that don't, but they might not be paying attention. But most people want success. When you show someone the compensation plan, and it has $60 at the bottom at associate level, and it has $280 at the top at executive director, and you say, which would you rather have, the $60 or the $280? It's like 99.9% say, hey, I'd rather have the $280. Even if they're not very good at math, I mean, like myself, you know that $280 is a lot more than $60. So they want to have success in our business. They want to be at the top of the comp plan. They want to earn residual income and have the lifestyle and the freedom and everything that we talk about in selling the dream. But the bottom line is there's a lot of people that don't achieve success. Jack Canfield, who was a speaker, he's the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, and he was our keynote speaker last year at the Legal Shield Convention in Oklahoma City in 2018. And he speaks about life is like a combination lock. And I've got just a little segment, an audio segment I want to play for you real quick, where he's talking about this metaphor of life is like a combination lock. So listen to this.
And there are some principles I've discovered over the year that I want to share with you that can make your life work at a level that you didn't even know was possible. And I've used these principles in my own life. I've created a phenomenal life for myself. I have students all over the world that are using these principles that have doubled their income and tripled their time off in 2 and 3 years. And it's just phenomenal what's possible for you. And you're going to hear some of the stories of these people as we go through this program. So it's really intriguing to me that you look at success. What I found is this metaphor that really applies, and that is if you know the combination to a lock, the lock has to open. Doesn't matter if you're black or white, young or old, if you lived in Paris, France, or Dallas, Texas. Doesn't matter if you're male or female. Doesn't matter if you went to college or didn't go to college. If you know the combination to the lock has to open. And every one of us has probably used a combination lock in our life. You know, you go 2 to the left, 13 to the right, 32 to the left. Probably had a combination locker at school. And yet, when we look at success, many of us do not know what those numbers are. We're missing some. We're doing a lot of the right things, but there's pieces that are missing. And so what I want to share with you is how do we take and put those into our life so that we create the quality of life that we want. You know, you have the power to create anything you want, literally anything. You can have it all. You can create the dream house, the dream vacation, the dream life, the job of your dreams, the career you've always wanted. You can have financial independence. You can lose that weight you've always wanted to lose. You can have it all. It's possible. All you have to do is apply the principles. And everything you want is waiting for you right now. All you need to know is the key to unlock the lock, the combination.
Okay, so what I want to really kind of dive into is I've identified three keys to that combination. I mean, here's the question. Do you know the combination to success in our business? And everyone has a different definition of success. And I'm not talking about family success today or spiritual success or health success. I mean, there's lots of types of success. I understand that. And I also understand that your financial success is not the most important success in life, okay? But because we're on a business training call and we're talking to people today about building their businesses and achieving, you know, a higher rank and a higher income, I'm going to focus on that topic. But I just want you to know, as a person, that's not the most important thing to me, but I do feel obligated to talk about that. But the principles we talk about and apply to business success can apply in all other forms of success as well. So the principles are the same. Do you know the combination to success in our business? And so the first one that I want to talk about is your mindset. So if you're taking notes, we're going to do three things, one, two, three. So one is mindset. And I've trained on this topic many, many times. This is for sure, in my opinion, the single most important factor in a person's success. When I meet people and they don't have the right mindset, I just immediately know that is the biggest anchor in a negative way that's holding them back from achieving success in our business. I think it's almost, in fact, more important than all the other factors combined. If you can change your thinking and change what's in your mind, you can change your life. Just a few quotes that I really like on this topic. Tony Robbins says, "It is in your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped." So that we could spend a whole hour talking about decision and deciding something and making that decision in your mind. Once you make a decision, this is Ralph Waldo Emerson, he says, "Once you make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen." And I totally believe that. And once you make a decision, good or bad, that's the problem. It could be a bad decision. Like, you know, call someone on the middle of the month and say, "Are you going to hit executive director?" "No, I'm not going to hit it." The universe will conspire to make that happen. So, you know, it works both ways very, very powerfully. And then another quote I really like, I put this on our success Facebook page this past week, by Paul J. Meyer, who has earned millions of dollars in his Legal Shield business, the late, great Paul J. Meyer. He says, "Whatever you vividly imagine, ardently desire, sincerely believe, and enthusiastically act upon must inevitably come to pass." And I really believe that you can control pretty much everything about where you are. I've got another little segment from Jack Canfield I'll play in a moment. He talks and kind of reiterates that point. So let's look at mindset in our business. And again, it applies at any level. If you're trying to fast start qualify, you know, getting your first, $180 in revenue, the first step in our business, or finishing the training. I mean, just, you know, getting on and starting the training and finishing the training, it applies to anything. It's your mindset. Or performance club. There's people that never, ever miss performance club, but they never, ever hit senior director. And there's people that hit senior director every month, but never hit executive director. And there's people that hit executive director every single month, never miss it. I've never missed it. I've been there 250 consecutive months. From the very beginning, 24 and a half years ago, I hit executive director. I've hit it every single month. And it used to be a lot harder than it is today. But there's people that hit executive director every month and never hit platinum. And there's people that hit platinum and never hit diamond. I mean, it just continues to go. So, you know, let's look at mindset in our business. Theodore Roosevelt said this, "It's far better is it to dare mighty things, to win glorious triumphs, even though checkered by failure, than to rank with those poor spirits who neither enjoy much nor suffer much, because they live in a gray twilight that knows no victory nor defeat." What is he saying? Well, it's better to aim for platinum and miss it and hit ED than to aim for for Performance Club every month. So one of my jobs is to inspire you to go to the top and be at the top. And it's a lot better. I mean, 280 is better than, you know, what is senior director? 190 or 230. 280 is more than 230. So senior director is good, and it's nice to be there, but it's not really where you should be. Every person on this call can accomplish executive director if they have the right mindset. And a lot of it is just deciding. So let's look at executive director for a minute. It takes 36 double cells, combo, and I'm talking group cells. We're on a group training call, B2B training call. So you take that 3890 plan, it takes 36 of those a month to hit executive director. You need $1,400 in revenues. So if you do 38, which is 39, right? You round it up. 39 times 36 equals 1404. You might write that down, because what I'm talking about here in mindset, this is exactly what I'm talking about, is you have to have it in your mind. You have to clearly see the goal. So the group combo membership is $38.90. You roll that up, or round it up, to 39, right? So when we're figuring premium, we always round up, which is really nice. So $39 times 36 plans. I'm saying this slow because I want to make sure you get this. This is executive director. It takes 36 plans. 36 of the $39 plan equals 1404. And you need 1400 in premium, personal premium or organizational premium. You can put a team together and count that premium as well. But it takes 1404, or it takes $1400, and that would give you 1404. So that's what it takes to become an executive director. And basically, nothing should get in your way of accomplishing that goal. That is not a big amount of revenue. Legal Shield writes, you know, millions of dollars in revenue, and you got to go get 1,400, and you can count your entire organization, you count all your personal sales, you can go to any size company, you can go to, you know, as many places as you want. There's no limit. There's no geographic restrictions. You're not stuck or limited to a certain city or a certain town or a certain block. I mean, no restrictions. The sky's the limit. And there's people that do that every single month consistently. There's people that on the 6th of May are already executive director qualified. Like myself, I've already accomplished that. I'm not quite platinum, but I'm already executive director qualified for the month. So it can become very, very simple. I don't want to say easy, because if it was easy, everyone would be there. But it is very simple. And once you understand it, like the combination to the locks, it just happens. If I was taken to your market area and put in your area, I would hit executive director this month. Now, you take away my current team, take away any personal sales I have already for the month, and I start over in your market area. You drop me out of a helicopter in your market area. I'll need a few marketing materials, and I would hit executive director this month. There's things I would do that you probably are not doing if you're not hitting executive director. Most of it would be around activity, but I say most of it. Some would be around activity. Most would be about mindset. See, I've been executive director every month for 250 months. I don't miss it. I can't miss it. So, and I have a large family and a wedding coming up with Josh. So, you know, I've got to hit it. I've got to hit executive director every single month. I don't miss it. And I would already be there in my mind, which would give me a powerful advantage over most people who rarely get there in their mind. So let's talk about how we can maybe affect your mind. One is reading the daily affirmations. They're in the back of our Legal Shield and ID Shield training manual, the group training manual. But, you know, those daily affirmations in a positive sense, like in a present tense. So here's the first one. I am a six-figure income earner with Legal Shield. I mean, just saying that verbally, writing it down and then reading that out loud every day is so powerful. I am a six-figure income earner with Legal Shield. I am an expert in identity theft solutions. I am professional in everything I do and say. I attract success because I am success. I write a minimum of 36 combo memberships every single month. I get in front of at least 100 employees every single month. You know, it's just a whole list of them. I am a winner. I am a top producer. Not I want to be or I wish I was. If wishes were fishes, we'd all have a fry. Wishing for something's not enough. You have to get there in your mind. I love to learn. I am an expert in my field. My customers keep their service. I have great retention. I do everything required to reach my highest potential. Those are just a few of those affirmations. And again, I can tell if someone's read those recently or not just by just in a quick conversation with people. So it's kind of like a prescription. Sometimes you need one time a day. Sometimes you need two times a day. You know, you can kind of judge that on your own. But if you're having a struggle believing in yourself and believing, you know, in what you can accomplish in this business and believing you can be at the top, I would read them more often out loud and get your mind wrapped around, you know, what you're really looking for and what your goal is. Always look for ways that you can get better, and that's what personal development is all about. And one thing I'm really proud of our team about is we really focus on, you know, not just helping people make more money, but helping people make better people of themselves. I know that language was terrible, but personal development is just becoming better in all areas, not just dealing with income and business. One of the best investments you can make is in yourself. And some of my favorite books, I know Adam Thompson shared some of his favorite books last week, and I'll just tell you, I love reading what he's read. But here's some of the ones that have really impacted me in this area of thinking and mindset. One is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, where he studies the 500 most successful people in the world, and he studies how they think. So Think and Grow Rich, How to Win Friends and Influence People, the textbook for B2B sales, you know, how to win friends, how to influence people, how to be a friend to people. And the big winners in our business, the big producers in our business are all masters at winning friends and influencing people. And what you learn there is it's very little to do about you. It's very little to do about your product. It's very little to do about your company, and it has everything to do with how you treat them and how you make people feel. 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen R. Covey. As a Man Thinketh, powerful book by James Allen. Short book, but powerful information on mindset and thinking. And again, I could spend an hour talking about just that principle of how you think and how it controls. So let me play this next segment. This is just one more segment by Jack Canfield where he kind of dives into the first step in achieving your dreams.
These are simple tools and techniques that we're going to cover here in this program. Now, the first part of understanding this is you have to take 100% responsibility for your life. That means you have to take 100%, not 99, not 75%. But if you take law of attraction seriously, you realize that everything in your life, you are creating it. You have created it. You can't hire other people to do your push-ups for you. Have you ever heard that phrase? You know? These are things that you have to learn to do for yourself. You have to take responsibility. You're the one that has to visualize. You're the one that has to forgive. You're the one that has to do affirmations. You're the one that has to be clear about what you want and focus on all of those things. Nobody else can do it for you. See, you have to give up all blaming. Don't we just love to blame the government for why our life doesn't work? Or blame the terrorists, or the Chinese, or the Indians, or the Saudis, and the oil prices, or the oil companies. We always want to blame somebody else. And if you're taking 100% responsibility, you realize I'm participating in either creating that or allowing it to continue. You also have to give up all complaining. How many of you have ever complained in your life? Yeah, you know, and here's what I've learned about complaining. In order to complain, I have to have a reference point of something better that I want that I'm not willing to risk creating. Now, let me explain that again. I have to have a reference point in my mind of something I want that's better than what I have that I'm not willing to risk creating. So what I do is complain about it instead. See, if I was complaining about my wife, it would mean that I would have to believe that somewhere out there in the world there's a better woman than my wife. See, if every woman on the planet died, except my wife, do you think I'd go to work the next day and complain about her? No, she's the only one. And I'd be going, hey, and I got her. This is really cool, right? Do you ever hear anyone complain about gravity? Very rarely. You know, gravity makes us all bend over. Do you ever see an old person walking down the street going, gravity? They have a little walker. I hate gravity. If it weren't for gravity, I wouldn't be all bent over like this. Gravity sucks. Now, have you ever heard an older person doing it? No, the reason they don't complain about gravity is because there's no alternative to it. You know, gravity just is. So if someone's complaining about something, it means they know there's something they can do about it, because we don't complain about the things we can't change. So as soon as you hear yourself complaining, I want you to stop and say, okay, what would I rather have? Remember, law of attraction always says focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Because when you're talking about what you don't want, when you're complaining and blaming, you're focusing on that which you don't want, and you're accelerating its expression out into the universe with those negative feelings. And yet we'll spend a majority of our time complaining about so many things. And usually we complain about them to people who can't do anything
about it. So I really like that. Well said by Mr. Jack Canfield. So take 100% of responsibility of where we are and what we have and where we are in the marketing plan. Stop complaining or blaming and really stay focused on what you want. Stop focusing on the things that you don't want or don't have or the disadvantages you have or the changes that are made, and focus on what you want and focus on achieving those. You know, people think they're trapped and they have limited resources, but they're really not. They can achieve anything they want and anything they can put in their mind and have the right mindset for. I like to say this, don't settle for table scraps when you can own the whole palace. And unfortunately, in our business, I see some people trapped by their mind into a small little area. They go to the beach and take a teaspoon of sand. And I'm like, it's the whole beach. You know, you don't have to just take at least get a bucket. At least take a bucket. There's so much available. Legal Shield's paying out $500,000 a day, $1 million every 2 days. Make sure you're getting a large part of that into your bank account, securing your financial future and your family. The second principle or key that I think is necessary for success is the disciplines. Develop the disciplines necessary for success. Now, this is where kind of the rubber meets the road. And I think without the right mindset, the disciplines really won't matter. So these very much work in harmony with one another. And I think if you have the right mindset, you know, the disciplines come a lot more naturally. For example, if, again, I was dropped in your city today with a helicopter, it's already the 6th. I've already lost a week of the month. But I would definitely, again, with zero to start, I don't have any prospects in your area. I don't know of any companies. I would immediately start gathering prospect information. And what I would do, I've learned how to master the mundane. So what appears to be mundane to some people, that's the secret. That you just do a bunch of that every day, and you'll hit executive director. You'll hit the top of our comp plan. So most phone calls that we make, you know, don't result in anything. Most people say no. Most decision maker meetings don't result in enrollments. You have to understand that's all part of success, that failure is a part of success. So the more you fail, the more companies I would talk to that don't want to offer this as a benefit to their employees this month would put me a step closer to achieving my goal of writing 36 combo memberships in 2.5 weeks. Jim Rohn says it this way, a few simple disciplines practiced every day will begin to change your life. So it's just about developing these consistent disciplines. You must be consistently consistent. We talked about this on the roundtable call Monday, but people get distracted. And I'm challenging people to put success blinders on and stay focused on following the system of success. Remember that before you get good, you've got to be bad. And practice makes perfect. It's kind of like riding a bike. You know, when you learn to ride a bike, you know, you're at first, most people, especially if it doesn't have training wheels, they're very wobbly and imbalanced. And they don't look very good on a bike. But that's exactly how it is in our business. When people get started in our business, they're wobbly and they're imbalanced. Their presentation doesn't sound as good as it will after 5 or 10 presentations. The best way to learn to do our business, my brother always teaches, is to do our business. It's not to study more about the business. It's to do our business. I talk to people all the time. They say, hey, I've completed the first step training, and now I'm doing the B2B training. Why? Have you written any memberships? No, I just thought I'd do some more training. Well, that's a very common, I think, mistake for people. And it's not that there's anything wrong with going to a B2B training or doing it online. It's just apply what you've already learned. In the first step training, it says go out and, you know, talk to some people that you know and sell some individual plans. And that's where I would focus. That's where I focused. I went out and made money. It's so easy to gravitate toward things that where we're not going to get rejection and not going to face, you know, fear. And the training's a good place to hide ourselves for that. But I'm telling you, the best thing that you could do when you're done with the first step training is take the first step and go do some presentation and make some sales. And that's how you get good. And that's how you get better. And that's that, daily a discipline that's necessary for success. Take what you know and apply it, okay? Here's a few points I wrote down in this area. Practice your presentation. Always look for ways to make a presentation or look for places to make a presentation and then make it better. Every time you do a presentation, analyze what you did, how you did it, record it, share your recording with your support team so that you can make it better. Be humble enough and teachable enough. Always be teachable enough to get better. Attend your weekly briefings and Super Saturday events. These are events that Legal Shield has set up to inspire you and motivate you. Plugging into a conference call like this on a regular basis will help you. It'll help develop your skills and help your mindset to become better. Field training. Find people to partner with. As Jack Canfield said, find people to partner with to help you become more successful. Go through the online trainings, not just once, but repeat them. And there's just so many massive resources available online now that you can, from the convenience of your home, tap into the information, including personal development. Attend the B2B certification classes. There's a basic class and there's an advanced class. Attend those and attend them on a regular basis. Attend with other trainers that you might learn additional things from. I mean, there's just a whole list of things you can do to help develop the disciplines necessary for success. Remember this, that you're developing a career where you can really earn a strong six-figure residual income, not just a six-figure income, not just make $100,000 or $200,000 or $300,000 a year, but you can earn that kind of money on a residual basis, just off renewals. Rollover money. We have roll-out money where we roll out of bed and go make money, but rollover money is where you just roll over in bed and you make money. And I love earning hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in residual income. Well, that's a great opportunity, but you can't expect to go through 10 hours of training online and be there and be ready for that. It takes more of an investment than that. And so always look for ways to improve yourself, improve your mind, and then focus on developing the daily disciplines necessary for success. The harder I work, the luckier I get. And I think, you know, we're talking about hard work and we're talking about application and be consistent in your disciplines. If it says 50 calls a day, you got to make 50 calls a day. You can't stop at 30, or you can't stop at 40, or 45. There's a great book that one of my favorites is The Power of Consistency by Weldon Long. And that book would summarize everything I'm trying to talk about in this second key, develop the disciplines necessary for success. The third and final one I want to talk about is facing your fears. I think this is a big obstacle for people, fear of failure. were fear of rejection. I talk to people, I say, well, have you made your 50 calls a day? No. A lot of it's distractions. They get distracted with other things. But also a lot of it is just fear of making the calls. They tend to avoid the unknown in the areas that they may fail. Success is earned in the fear zone, not the comfort zone. So, you know, we're in a home-based business, but we're not in a home-bound business. No one's going to break in your house and steal a membership or enroll in a plan. So you've got to get out. You've got to get out in the fear zone. You've got to pick up the phone. And sometimes I know that phone can be very heavy. But we have a success system. I hope you're familiar with the system. If not, get on the training and learn the system. But it, let's look at the numbers real quick. It's, you know, 50 calls a day. Scott Brooks taught us that you do 50 calls a day. Made $100,000 his first year. $250,000 his second year, $1 million in 5 years. He said, this is the system. You do 50 calls a day. You speak to 5 decision makers. So you're going to do 50 calls and only speak to 5 of the people that you need to speak to. The flip number of 5 is very important. It's 45 calls that you're not going to speak to the right person, or you're not going to speak to anyone. 45. The reason I emphasize that is I have people call and they say, something's wrong. I said, what's up? Well, I've made 20 calls today and I've only spoken to 2 people. It's like, there's nothing wrong. That's the system. That is the numbers. No, I've only spoken to 2 people. Several of the numbers aren't working. I've left messages and no one's calling me back. I mean, it's all they're talking about the other, you know, the 18 calls that didn't respond. And we tell you in the system, 45 of the 50 calls are not going to be profitable at right now. And then most of them will not call you back. So 5 calls, you'll speak to 5 decision makers if you make 50 calls. Some people want to make 20 calls and speak to 5. It doesn't work that way. Some days it will, but most days it won't. And some days you call 25 and you only speak to 1. You say, well, it's broken. No, it'll catch up. It's just numbers. Just do another 25 calls, and you'll probably have the 5. And out of those 5 decision makers that you speak to, 1 will schedule a meeting. Look at the flip number, 4. 4 will not schedule a meeting. 1 will schedule a meeting, 4 will not. I hear this all the time. I talked to 2 decision makers meetings. They won't even schedule a meeting. Yeah, we told you up front, that's part of the system. That's part of the mundane. That's part of the people that are rejecting, and that's part of success. And then out of that 1 decision maker meeting, if you look at it on a weekly scale, you'll have about 5 decision maker meetings a week, and that will result in 1 enrollment. And again, 4 of those decision maker meetings will not result in an immediate enrollment. That's just part of how the numbers work. It takes 36 combo plans a month to hit executive director. And so we know exactly what a person has to do on a daily basis. So you don't have to wait till the end of the month to see if you're on track or if you're going to do this business. You can do that today. At the end of the day, you can ask yourself, did I make my 50 calls? Did I speak to 5 decision makers? Did I schedule a decision maker meeting? And you can know right today, May 6th, if you're on track or not for success for the month of May. Because if you're doing that every single day, consistently every single day, and you're facing that fear zone, and you're getting in that fear zone, and you're getting rejection, you're on your way to success. Let's see here. Let me just get my final notes out. Okay. So ask yourself the question, what am I afraid of? And you might want to even write that down. You know, what is holding you back? What are you afraid of? Write down your biggest fear. And then here's 3 questions I would ask about that biggest fear. Number 1, how does this fear hold me back in life? So you don't have to write it down right now, but write down your biggest fear today and ask yourself 3 questions. Write these 3 questions down. How does this fear hold me back in life? What is it costing you? That's all part of the first question. Number 2, how does it help me? Or how has it helped me in the past? And the 3rd question, what would be my payoff if I eliminate this fear altogether? See, fears cost us a lot of success in a lot of areas of life. Do the thing you fear, and the courage will follow. I want to reiterate this. Success is earned in the fear zone, not the comfort zone. It's comfortable watching training videos. I'm telling you, it's important to watch training videos. It's comfortable being at a training. It's comfortable listening to a conference call like this. Those are the comfort zone. You're going to get zero rejection. Like if you dial into our call, we're not ever going to take you out of it and say, no, you can't. You've already listened to too many. No. And you know, you click on play on an online video, it's going to play. It's not going to pop up and say, nope, you get rejection today. You can't watch this video. So people gravitate naturally. This is natural. They gravitate toward activities and things that don't have any type of rejection, where they don't have to face their fears. Fear stands for forget everything and run. And I've seen people do that so often. They learn, they're excited, they're pumped up, they go to a convention, they're like, I'm doing this, I'm going to be on stage, I am going to make a six-figure income. And they're making the affirmations, they're making the commitments, and they definitely have their mindset right. And then they get home on Monday and they make those first 10 calls or the first 20 calls. They get a little rejection or they get a setback. Just any kind of setback will really help, you know, instigate that fear in people. And they're like, oh, well, what if it doesn't work? Well, what if it does work? What if you do 50 calls every day consistently for a week and then a month and then a year, and you're only talking 5 days a week, you can have the weekends totally off. And if you did that consistently, what if you earned a six-figure income in this business? Because I've seen it done many, many, many times. So when you start thinking in your mind of what if it doesn't work, flip that around and say, what if it does work? What if I am that close, like our book of the month last month, 6 inches from success. What if I'm that close to success? Just developing the discipline, facing the fears, and developing the right mindset for success. When I am field training people out in the market, you know, I'll go to a market area and I'll spend some time with a new associate helping them get started, and we go out and start calling on companies. One of the things I think that they I don't want to say are impressed with, but what impresses them is that the fact I go to every company. Like, I'll walk in, like, most people will drive by more business than they can write in a year. But I just get out. Like, I remember Ronnie Wilms, one of our $100,000 earners in Nashville, and I drove up there, and I said, let's go out and do some prospecting. Now, I don't like prospecting, but I act like I like it. So, I love prospecting. Let's go do it. So I get in my mind all psyched up, and I'm going. I only have to do this once every couple weeks when I'm field training. So I went out, and Ronnie started driving. I said, where are we going? He said, oh, there's an area down south here. I said, what about that street right there? And we drove by this nice street of it was kind of an industrial park, just full of companies. And he said, well, we can. The place I was going to go is, you know, maybe 20 minutes down. I said, no. Stop. Turn around. Go back here. So we pulled in there, and I said, let's go. And I hopped out of his truck, and we started going down the street. And it was not, you know, houses. This is an industrial park of companies. And we went in the first one, and I introduced myself and said, we offer identity theft solutions, and wanted to speak to the person in charge. And I was writing notes and gathering information. And then a truck drove by, and I said, oh, there's a good one. I took a picture of it and then pulled up the picture and wrote the company name and the phone number and called the company. And you know, an hour, maybe an hour and a half, we were on that street. And we had given out 30-some cards and set up two decision-maker meetings, and one turned into a group. And we were there an hour, maybe an hour and a half at the very most. But it was just, you know, like I remember going somewhere else, and I said, pull over, and I think it was in Salt Lake City, and we just sat on a street corner, and I was just watching all these trucks go by, and I said, that's a business, and that business is in operation. They're in business. You know why? Because they got a truck. And they're driving, and they got at least one employee, and they're sitting in that truck. It might be the owner. We don't know. But we wrote down linen companies, and in a matter of 30 minutes, we had probably 40 companies written down of companies that we knew were still in business, and I had their phone numbers, and we called them. I remember up in a little town in Tennessee, I was field training someone. We're driving along, and it was a garbage truck company, a sanitary company, and the truck was in front of us, and I got the phone number. And before I got to the next light, I had set the decision maker up with that company. So it's really just about the difference would be, and I can't field train everyone, but that's the difference, is I would just go out, and I'm not afraid. And here's why I'm not afraid. I've hit executive director every month. Being not afraid has paid me $12 million. I was afraid of recruiting when I first started. My biggest fear was I was building this team of people not producing. I had 20 people on my team, no sales. But I didn't let that fear hold me back. I just kept recruiting. I kept recruiting, and just right after that, just that 6 inches from success, as Michael Dorsey taught in his book, you know, I recruited Rick Green, who became a six-figure income earner and wrote, you know, 10,000 memberships. Just right after I hit 20 recruits, I found Rick Green. And then I found Zulie Rowe, and I found many other people that became $100,000 earners. Then it became simple. I knew that if I just recruited 25 more people, I'd find another stud or studette. And I just kept recruiting, kept recruiting, and kept recruiting. But it was really hard at first. I had to face those fears, fears of rejection, fears of failure, fears of inadequacy, fears that I couldn't accomplish what I wanted to accomplish. So I'm just in review, three things, three principles that I think would really impact your success in our business. Number one, your mindset. And I believe this has more to do with success than anything else we could talk about. Having the right mindset, reading the affirmations, getting through the personal development, learning the things that you need to learn to get your mind right and focus on the top of the comp plan, not the bottom. Number two, disciplines. Develop the disciplines necessary for success. The great thing is we can all develop disciplines. We might not have them right now, but we can definitely develop them. And then number three, don't be afraid to face your fears. Face your fears, and right on the other side of fear is going to be success. And I challenge you to apply these things in your business and in your life, and I know it will bring you great success in our business. I want you to know that I'm personally committed to your success. Feel free to call me and call any of our leaders. We're here to serve. We're here to help. We're here to pull you to greater heights in our business. I'm proud of each one of you. Super proud of Kurt Jones and his recent accomplishment of Bronze Executive Director. So proud of him, of facing his fears and going, developing the disciplines and doing the right activities for success. He's another great example that any person, anyone can have success in our business if they simply apply themselves. And with that, Mike, I'll turn the call back to you.
Wow, Mark, thank you so much. What an incredible training. And just, again, nugget after nugget of pure wisdom and really just truth. I mean, so much of what you said is just 100% on target. It was all 100% on target, but just exactly what we need to start off a week and really start off a month, and for many of us starting off today the rest of our career, where we can make some of these changes and think differently, think higher, and commit to a higher level of activity to be able to see better results. Thank you again. Fantastic job. I want to close the call. I meant to go over these at the front end of the call, but I definitely want to shine the light on and recognize our top producers and top recruiters for the month of April. And so let's do that. Our top 10 producers for the month of April, coming in at number 10 from Texas, Mr. Bowie Ballard. We're proud of him. Congratulations, Bowie. Coming in at number 9 from Wisconsin, we've got Mr. Pete Kovacic. Pete, I am so sorry. I mess up your name every time. But we do appreciate you and congratulate you on your production for April. Coming in at number 11, we got Ms. Melanie Nabb. Congratulations to her. Number 8. Number 7, Lita Cross Gray from Texas. Number 6, Stan Polson from Florida. Number 5, Kelly McNamara from Louisiana. Number 4, Renee McKnight from Oklahoma. Number 3, Jessica Hooten from Montana. Number 2, Rebecca Baker from California. And number 1 from Iowa, we've got Pit Stop Inc. PC. And we are sure proud of all of those top producers. On the top recruiter side, coming in at number 10 from Kansas, Mr. Rich Miller. And actually tied for number 10, Rich Miller and Bob Nissom, Howard Frenia, Janet Thomas, and then number 9, Samantha Johnson from Nevada. We've got number 8, Tiffany Williams from Texas. Number 7, Adam and Alicia Thompson from Kentucky. Number 6, Anna Markova from Tennessee. Number 5, Tim Schmidt from Florida. Number 4, coming in from Massachusetts, a new associate, Ms. Laura Tuma. Congratulations to you, Laura. We've got number 3, Ethics Inc. from Texas. And number 2, Susan Pellegrinetti from Tennessee. And number 1, our top recruiter in our entire organization for the month of April, Mr. Chris Corley, also from Tennessee. Again, congratulations to all of these individuals. A huge thank you again to Mr. Jim Tanner for promoting our call tonight. We're definitely looking forward to that. And again, a huge thank you and much gratitude to Mr. Mark Riches. I guess thank you and gratitude mean the same thing, but much gratitude to Mr. Mark Riches for an incredible training this morning. And let's go out and apply what we've learned, folks. Let's make it a fantastic week. God bless all of you, and we'll talk to you soon.